So wending its way to you next on the stream of free radio or on the Huff Archives, my more favored position or choice, is the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show of March 7th, 2024, which is another flashback. Yes, it's a flashback. And it's a flashback to December 27th, 1998. And what you'll be hearing is a discussion of a lot of phone call discussion debate with, co-host to this is James Ney, who's an old timer who was a younger timer then. He's still around. I think he's living in his van these days. He did have, I think he had a residence. At one time he was a manager of the Armory Shelter Program, or the monitors who monitored the Armory Shelter Program. And he's co-hosting in the studio with me, and in come calls from people like Pat Kittle, a strong critic of homeless camping, or much homeless camping, Bob LaMonica, another essentially such critic, Roxana Quistapache, a supporter of the rights of homeless outside, David Silva, or Dead on David, as I was calling him then, who was helping with a petition to help end the sleeping ban at that time, full-time activist in that regard. Beckerbacher Becky Johnson, who was co-produced the show and also was on the Citizens Committee for the Homeless and was fighting for the rights of the majority of homeless people who are outside and not in tiny poverty pimp programs. Then there was Phil Free, a street singer, activist, and eventually business owner. And, of course, Lighthouse, Linda LeMaster, and that's only a few of the folks that are be coming your way if you listen to this particular flashback. On Sunday, I guess it would be the 10th, going to be having interviews with Cornerstone Carol Denny from 2024, not just for 30 years ago, and also Jesse of the Chess Club in Berkeley. Carol's also from Berkeley. And another activist from the Bay Area talking about his experience with the latest Gaza protests. Nothing really sensational, but I think it's steady information that I think is interesting, but I believe in the personal experiences of folks that talk to you one-to-one may be more valuable than all the fancy academics or loud sensationalist media crapola that comes your way otherwise. So that's it. Enjoy it. And in the meantime, I'll be working, hopefully, on getting some more contemporary stuff, though. Could be I'm shifting my focus and someone else may want to start picking up the cudgels on the homeless interviews, and perhaps, and somewhere, I'm sure someone is, but I'm thinking of Santa Cruz. If you want to get involved in this kind of a project, you want to hear some experiences from someone who's done it for a long time, give a call to me on the Huff Line, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, at 831-423-4833. And I'll tell you, well, some of what I've experienced and learned, if anything. Or you can just listen to old shows where I pretty much put myself out there. Go to it.